Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Sheni B'Shabbat, the second day of the week, and in the second Aliyah of Parsha Tetzaveh, we have 18 psukim. In this Aliyah, the Torah continues with the directions on how to make the Big Day Kehuna. In this Aliyah, we read about the Choshen Mishpat, the cloth plate that had four rows of precious stones, each row containing three stones. The names of the 12 Shvatim were engraved on these stones, and this Choshen Mishpat was folded over, and the Urim Betumim, a cloth on which was written Hashem's name, that Urim Betumim was placed inside the Choshen Mishpat, and then the Choshen Mishpat was secured by straps, which connected it to the Ephod that we heard about in yesterday's Aliyah. The Gemara in Masechet Zvachim, Daf Pei Chet Amud Bet, tells us that every one of the begadim of the Kohanim was able to atone for a different sin of Bnei Yisrael. For example, the Gemara tells us that the ephod that we heard about in yesterday's Aliyah atoned for Avodah Zarah. The pants of the Kohen, which we're going to read about in tomorrow's Aliyah, they atone for Gilui Arayot, etc., etc. The Gemara tells us that the Choshen Mishpat in today's Aliyah atoned for erroneous decisions made by various Beit Dins. As a matter of fact, the Urim V'Tumim helped Klal Yisrael make proper judgments by the miraculous process of having various letters on the stones light up to tell Bnei Yisrael answers to questions that impacted the nation as a whole. This idea that the Choshen Mishpat is a gift to Bnei Yisrael to correct mistakes that Beit Din makes is the reason why the Tur of Yaakov ben Asher, who died in 1340, when he wrote the Arba Turim, that's why he called one of the four sections Choshen Mishpat, because that section deals with the laws of finance, with personal and financial damages, and legal procedures. In any case, the Choshen Mishpat atones for mistakes of the Beit Din. This idea is also mentioned in Masechet Yoma, Daf Ayin Gimel Amar Aleph, as the reason why the paper inside the Choshen Mishpat was called the Urim V'Tumim, because it lit up, Urim, and the message read from it was pure, was Tamim, Urim V'Tumim. However, a question must be asked. If we go all the way back to Parashat Shmot, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yud Dalet, we remember that Moshe Rabbeinu was told that the Sneh, that Aharon, Moshe's older brother, would greet Moshe in Egypt when Moshe returned to Egypt, and Aharon would be incredibly happy to meet Moshe. Aharon would have no ego, no jealousy, no embarrassment that his younger brother was getting such an important job, just pure happiness. And Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, there on that pasuk, quoting the Medrash and the Gemara, tells us that Aharon, because of the happiness that he had, the true happiness that he had for Moshe, Aaron merited the Choshen Mishpat. But why? How is that connected? The Choshen Mishpat is here to make sure, so to speak, or to atone that Beit Din doesn't make a mistake. But now we hear in the beginning of Parshat Shmot, we hear that the Choshen Mishpat was given to Aaron because he had such great midot, because he had true happiness. What is the connection between those two? Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, who died in 1986, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Torah V'Das, asks this question in his Sefer on the Chumash Emes LeYaakov, and he says the following most beautiful answer. Says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, true judgment, real din, the kind of decisions that need to be made and can only be made with what Rav Yaakov calls Yashrut HaSeichel, with clear thinking, well-defined and unambiguous understanding and thought, those true decisions by a judge can only be made by someone who emulates Aharon HaKohen, by someone who has Midot Nikiot, impeccable midot. And this is not just true for a judge, it's true for you and for me. When we are involved in decisions that need to be made for ourselves, for our family, for our jobs, whatever, let us not think for a moment that a person's midot and character is disconnected from our decisions. The way we think about others, the way we treat others, the way we are empathetic to other people's needs, all these things contribute to our thought processes. in Torah, the intellectual and the character are never separated. The way we treat others and the way we care about others impact the very decisions that we make. Have a wonderful day, everyone.